I'm Deirdre Kennedy with a report on new laws aimed at controlling the spread of hospital-acquired infections. This is a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. Two new laws that took effect January 1st require California hospitals to improve their efforts to track and control hospital-acquired infections. That includes the so-called superbug, MRSA, which stands for methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus. Such infections are blamed for more than 9,000 deaths each year in California and cost the healthcare system more than $3 billion to treat. Senate Bill 1058 by San Jose Democrat Elaine Alquist lays out a 5-point mandate. Hospitals will report all healthcare-acquired infections to the Department of Public Health. They will screen all high-risk patients for infection. They will also have to institute infection control protocols and provide information to those infected. The second law, SB 158 by Democrat Dean Flores, gives the State Department of Public Health more power to investigate outbreaks and lax infection control practices. Kathleen Billingsley is Deputy Director for the Center for Healthcare Quality with the DPH.
We believe that the new laws will create much greater accountability within hospitals. We believe that we are responding very effectively to the overall desire of the public to go ahead and highlight this issue, make sure that hospitals are putting in the preventive measures that they should be doing, and basically mandate better infection control policies.
According to statistics from the California Office of Statewide Health Planning and Development, MRSA rates in California have surpassed the national average. Senator Alquist was moved to write the legislation after learning of a teenager who died of MRSA. He contracted in a hospital where he went for a routine test. She says although California's hospitals were already working to improve prevention, standards were inconsistent.
It was a situation where the hospitals all, really understood that there was a problem, and no one wanted to see anybody die from a superbug infection. But that didn't mean that these simple protocols were happening every single time. It didn't mean that the healthcare providers were washing their hands every single time or wearing masks or wearing gloves. And now with this law, we will see that this does happen.
According to the National Quality Foundation, hand-washing compliance rates at hospitals across the nation are less than 50%. But some California hospitals are already ahead of the curve in that area, says Billingsley.
And many of the hospitals in California have put together excellent hand hygiene programs and have been able to conduct studies to show dramatic improvements in this area. And this is one of the areas that we will go ahead and highlight and post on our current website, which is our practice of sharing best practices and programs so that all hospitals can take advantage of some of the innovative programs that have already been implemented.
20 other states have enacted similar laws to curb hospital-acquired infections. Billingsley says California's new laws are unique.
We are going to be using the National Healthcare Safety Network, or NHSN, to go ahead and monitor the rates of healthcare-acquired infections. We will also have other requirements such as training for health professionals in hospitals and a requirement for hospitals to have patient safety programs.
Starting in January 2011, all of the reported infections will be posted on the DPH website. That gives the department 2 years to sift through the data.
The lag time for actually posting this allows the department to go ahead and begin to capture the actual reports from the different hospitals and then go ahead and build the infrastructure for reporting. It would be our desire to complete this work far in advance of the 2011 date so that we can get this information out as soon as possible.
The California Hospital Association was not available to comment in time for our deadline, but has said in statements that hospitals have not been resistant to battling the problem and that it will cost money to collect infection data and screen more patients for MRSA. That cost will eventually be passed along to payers. Alquist wants hospitals to rescreen high-risk patients before discharge, but her bill gives hospitals 2 years to implement that part of the mandate.
A lot of this is money. The state of California is facing a $41 billion deficit right now over the next 18 months. hospitals are having a tough time also, and I would have rather had the secondary screening prior to discharge become effective January 1st, 2009, but financially it created a greater hardship for hospitals. We are facing that in.
Funding for enforcement will come from increased fees for hospital licensing and certification, although those increases have yet to be assessed. The new law also allows the DPH to issue administrative penalties or fines. Hospitals that consistently fail to improve their infection control could lose their licenses. This has been a special report for California Healthline, a daily news service from the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Deirdre Kennedy. Thanks for listening.